USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down over 600 points as China's announced its own tariff hikes on American goods, answering the ones President Trump slapped on Chinese goods effective late last week. China now saying they'll set tariffs between 5 and 25% on $60 billion of U.S. imports. A Hollywood legend has passed away.
Gonna take a sentimental journey.
Doris Day was 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation says she passed early today at her Carmel Valley, California home. Known as the Girl Next Door, she starred in dozens of films and recorded over 650 songs in her career. Again, Doris Day was 97. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Major flooding in the city of New Orleans over the weekend. The Sewage and Water Board reporting 2 inches of rain fell in just 1 hour, which outpaced the drainage system. This man's vehicle got stuck in some water under an underpass.
I couldn't do nothing, and the water was coming from all angles. I had to open the door and quickly get out of the car when I see the rush of the water and how the water was moving.
The deadly March attacks on a couple of mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, are the subject of an inquiry getting started today there. New Zealand's Royal Commission will be taking a close look at the accused gunman's online activities, international connections, and the government's counterterrorism resources. A final report on the live-streamed attacks by that lone gunman that left 51 people dead is expected in mid-December. Actress Felicity Huffman expected to plead guilty today for her role in the college admissions scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents, violent rhetoric, and fake news.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.